Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Pendengar sekalian, kebijakan imigrasi Australia saat ini menganalisis imigran penyandang disabilitas dari latar belakang yang tidak berbahasa Inggris sebagai beban keuangan dan membuat mereka hampir tidak mungkin mendapatkan visa atau pekerjaan. Kelompok advokasi mengatakan migran penyandang disabilitas harus dilihat sebagai orang yang memberikan kontribusi positif kepada masyarakat dan mereka tidak boleh didiskriminasikan. Berikut laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Tom Kennedy. Aileen Ng, 30 tahun, memiliki disabilitas intelektual. Awalnya ditolak visanya karena disabilitasnya saat pindah ke Australia dari Malaysia. Aileen menghabiskan banyak waktunya di rumah dan tidak dapat berbuat apa-apa sampai keluarganya menemukan program pelatihan pekerja disabilitas lokal di Onemda yang menganjurkan agar ia mendapatkan visa pekerjaan dan membantu keluarga untuk membawa kasus itu ke pengadilan. Ia sekarang dengan senang hati bekerja di sebuah kafe di Doncaster East, Victoria.
I'm working at Enjoying Cafe at the Pine Shopping Centre. I do like registering and all the stuff. Registering, serving customers, and yeah, I feel a little bit better with the job. Keep myself busy.
Simon Lewis, CEO dari Onemda, organisasi layanan dan dukungan disabilitas Victoria yang membantu Aileen mengatakan, pemerintah Australia mengabaikan kemampuan penyandang disabilitas untuk berkontribusi kepada masyarakat dan terlalu sering menolak kewarganegaraan atau memberikan visa bagi mereka.
And we see, you know, people, recent arrivals, or whether they were born in Australia, that people with disability have the ability to make enormous valuable contribution to Australia, economically, socially, and personally as well. So, yeah, we think, yeah, there's got to be more accessible opportunities. There's got to be a release of those access hurdles and impediments, and we're going to break down some of these misconceptions.
Lewis mengatakan migran penyandang cacat diperlakukan sebagai warga negara kelas 2 oleh pemerintah Australia.
You know, people with disabilities have the right for education, the right to actively participate in every aspect of day-to-day society. And, you know, there seems to be this treatment of a second-class citizen rather than seeing them as the potential and what value they can bring back. Yes, they do need additional support, but they bring fantastic value and contribution to society. I mean, their attendance rates, for example, are enormous. They're through the roof. So if you employ someone with a disability, statistics tell you that they're going to turn up each day, willing and able, and happy to do the job.
The National Ethnic Disability Alliance atau NEDA adalah organisasi penyandang cacat nasional yang mengadvokasikan secara federal hak-hak penyandang disabilitas dan keluarga mereka dari latar belakang budaya dan bahasa yang beragam dan tidak berbahasa Inggris. Salah satu keberatan kebijakan utama mereka adalah apa yang disebut persyaratan kesehatan yang menjadi kewajiban pemerintah Australia bagi para migran. Persyaratan kesehatan migrasi menetapkan bahwa semua pemohon visa harus bebas dari penyakit atau kondisi yang akan merugikan komunitas Australia dalam jumlah yang signifikan atau mencegah akses ke perawatan kesehatan dan komunitas dan atau sumber daya yang langka bagi warga negara Australia. CEO dari NEDA, Dwayne Greenfield, mengatakan cara penerapan tes persyaratan kesehatan itu tidak masuk akal. Ia mengatakan bahwa seorang wanita muda Inggris dengan kondisi Down syndrome telah ditolak visa turisnya karena ia gagal dalam tes itu.
Well, we need to get rid of it. We need to remove the whole process. We need to stop looking at people with a disability as a burden. And you know, we've had ministers talk about people with a disability as a burden in the past, the burden of disability. We've got to start looking at what people add to the community, what they bring to the conversation, and the fact that we're a nation built on migration. That's what we are. And so we just got to stop looking at people's deficits.
Maureen Fordyce dari AMPARO, yaitu sebuah organisasi advokasi disabilitas yang berbasis di Brisbane, mengatakan, ketika para migran memiliki anak penyandang disabilitas di Australia, hampir tidak mungkin bagi mereka untuk lulus tes persyaratan kesehatan.
It's extremely difficult. We see, you know, for example, We welcome New Zealand citizens to come and live in Australia, to work here, to pay taxes, to pay Medicare. They may live here for 15 years. Then they may have a child with disability. It is almost impossible for them to get permanent residency or citizenship once they have a child with a disability, because they won't pass the health assessment. Their child will often fail the health assessment.
Fordyce mengatakan pemerintah federal Australia seharusnya memberikan akses ke National Disability Insurance Scheme bagi para migran penyandang cacat.
One example, we're working with a young man who came to Australia as an asylum seeker. After being here for a short time, he actually had a stroke. He's now living in a nursing home. The federal government will support him to live in a nursing home and pay the costs for him to live in a nursing home, but they will not allow him to access the National Disability Insurance Scheme and receive the support that he needs to live a good life in the community. So he's on a temporary protection visa, and under the current laws, he will never be able to apply for permanent residency.
Demikianlah tadi sebuah rangkuman tentang kebijakan pemerintah terhadap penyandang cacat yang disusun oleh Tom Kennedy untuk SBS News dan dilaporkan oleh Ricky Kusumo.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.